I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the remix. Tonight is Sunday night, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Lou, and tonight is April the 8th, 2012. Wow. Just want to say welcome to everyone joining us in the forum tonight. Glad that you guys could be here. Want to say welcome to all of our first-time listeners. If you're listening, this is your very first time listening to The Remix, I want to say welcome. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you join us in the forum. And if you're listening, you can listen many different ways. Two of the ways that you can actually listen to the forum tonight is you can actually call in and listen. And you can call in by listening, dialing 646-652-711 is the number to call. And you can also just come on over and join us in the forum. And to join us in the forum, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/remix, and the chat room is open. Now, once you've come to the chat forum, because we've gotten several emails on this, all you have to do is click at the very bottom, and once you click the button at the very bottom, then all you have to do is sign up, tell us who you are, and we'll go from there. Okay, I want to make sure that you guys can hear me. Hear me loud and clear. Blog Talk seems to be having a little issues here. But what we're going to do is get ready to get into the form. Get into the form and get ready to hear. Get ready to get into the form and get into the share. So let's do this. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and then I'm going to come back and make sure we clear this up. I kind of scuffed up.
Time to beat around.
All right, everyone. Hopefully this is much, much better. And everything is now nice and clear, and you guys can hear me loud in the forum. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix tonight. It is Sunday night, and of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, and you're live in the remix. So good to see everyone in the house tonight. Good to see all of the international listeners in the house tonight, and nice to see you guys in the remix family here as well. So I want to let everyone know out there listening, don't forget that you can always go back and you can download all of the shows right here from the remix. And you can do that by just coming on over www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix and download right here from the forum. So you can download it to your computer, or you can download it to your MP3 player, or you can just listen to the shows here. So always do that. I want to say thank you to everyone who enjoyed the share that we had on Friday night. Kathy was here, the sister out of New Orleans, that was talking to us about all of those things as it relates to history and voodoo and hoodoo and all of those things that are very, very unique coming out of that part of the country. An amazing share. I know you guys enjoyed it. You let me know your feedback, and that is wonderful. So thank you to all of you. If you didn't get a chance to hear that show, you want to go back, and you definitely want to download, download, download. Ah, welcome, 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 everyone. It is so good to have you in the house tonight. And I see we have some new listeners tonight, and it's good to have you guys here. We're going to kind of get the energy hyped up. I don't know about you guys. Today is Sunday. Lots of things went on this particular week that we didn't get a chance to talk about, but we'll talk about tonight. We'll have some fun. We're going to do it remix style. You guys know how we do it. We're going to do it remix style tonight, and you guys are going to be helping out. We're going to do a couple of activities, open up the phone lines. Love to hear from you guys, everyone, international listeners. I know Amsterdam is in the house tonight. Japan is in the house tonight. And and let's see, everywhere else is in the house. England is in the house tonight. We got everyone in the house. Canada is also out there listening. So good to have all of our international brothers and sisters from all over the world listening. It's good to have you here, as well as everyone else in the forum tonight. So tonight, I do want to make sure that we touch on a couple of things. I do want to go ahead and give a big ashe as we open up the forum. Many of you know that Gil Noble passed away just recently. He made his transition. And for those of you who are not familiar with Gil Noble, he used to have his talk show. That was one of the things that he did. The talk show that he did, and he used to do that talk show in New York. But one of the things that he was definitely famous for, and I can remember the show that he started, Like It Is, he actually started that television show that he did. But there was so much history and so much richness that Noble did, our brother Noble did. He comes from a background of Jamaican parents who was out of Jamaica. And some of the things that he first started out at is he started out in radio. He actually started out in radio in the 1960s. So he's definitely one of those brothers that really opened the doorway for a lot of the work that I do and many others do as far as us doing things on the radio. He was very, very instrumental and really opening up this pathway. He started out in the 1960s working for WLIB radio. I believe that's the radio. And one of the things that was interesting about his story is that he started out and he really was on a three-month trial. And so he had 3 months, and then they told him he would have to go somewhere else, like that wasn't going to be his permanent job. But he really was so intrigued and really just a natural at what he did. Those 3 months turned into a life purpose work for him. And so he's interviewed everyone from Michael Jackson to Malcolm X to Dr. Ivan Van Sertiman. To Dr. King, wow, the list goes on, Dizzy Gillespie, Bob Marley. He's interviewed so many people. And one of the things that was shared that Brother Noble said is that his first enlightening moment for him, his first enlightening moment for him was actually Malcolm X. One of the things that was interesting is when he first met Malcolm X, he said he actually couldn't stand him. He hated Malcolm X. He really didn't take a liking to him at all. He really thought he was arrogant, and he thought that he was really had a hate for a lot of people. And he said one of the things that stuck out to him when he had the opportunity to meet with Malcolm and to interview him, he still sort of had those thoughts. But it wasn't until Malcolm X made his transition that he realized, he said, and in his own words, that Malcolm X was his first awakening, his first moment of awakening coming into consciousness. And he called it his balanced meal, that Malcolm X gave him his balanced meal, a very, very balanced meal to him. And then he was able to see a lot of things completely different. A lot of times when we're getting into what we call our purpose or our life work, and this is something that Brother Noble shared as well, you think that you're doing your work. He said one of the things that he didn't think that he was going to get out of this work that was just mind-blowing to him was so much education about himself that he learned from every single person that he interviewed, that he connected with, that he spoke to, that he came in contact with. And he said one of the things that was his core foundation that he always remembered was that balanced meal that he got from Malcolm X. That to see things.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix. All right, everyone. Sorry about that. Kind of had to take a little warp time there. Wow. That is that's real interesting. I'm going to really try to keep my energy under control tonight as we do the show tonight. But as I was saying about our brother Gil Noble, when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to thinking about why you started this, you know, we can definitely learn a lot from studying those who came before us, and not just those that we think about in ancient times, but those that are very close to us and sort of their path and a lot of their work, and really have an appreciation for them, not just when they make their transition, but also think about them now, you know, in this present moment, you know, as they're living their moments right now. You know, these are the good times to begin to ask those questions, you know, ask sort of that, as we would say, that impeccable question about what sort of got them on the path to doing what they did, and sort of where, you know, or who was the balanced meal for them. So I want you guys to think about that, because I'm sure we all have many people in our lives who was really that point of awakening for us, that point of where we began to get a balanced meal. And, you know, meeting them, coming in contact with them, maybe on the onset they were someone you didn't care for. And then, you know, after getting to know them or maybe just studying their work, you were able to see a different side of them. I guess what I took from what Gil Noble was saying is that nothing about Malcolm had changed. His words didn't change. His purpose didn't change. His energy didn't change. His feelings didn't change. So what was different in this equation that really took him to be someone that he really didn't really kind of jive with, to being someone that he really had a whole nother level of respect for, and really it helped him on his path in his life to really continue to do a lot of things that he wanted to do. And that was simply his, as he called it, his education. And the richness that he got from everyone that he came in contact with. And so that just really kind of stuck out to me, because I get so much richness from each one of you here in the remix. Everyone who comes on the platform, they bring their very own uniqueness. They bring their purpose. They bring their love. They bring their strength. They bring their insight. And they also bring their balanced meals with them. And so I really just wanted to take this opportunity to really give an ashe to Noble. And also just an ashe to you guys as well, too, because you guys really helped me with the balanced meal as well, too. And so that's something that we're able to do here together. So much to be thankful for tonight. So much to be thankful for today. And just having a level of appreciation for each other and recognizing that we're all different and we all come from many different walks of life, schools of thought. But in our hearts of heart, we're all here doing our work, and that's what it's about. And so that's sort of my commitment to myself first, and then I pass it on to you guys to keep doing here on The Remix. And so everyone is unique, and everyone is divine in their own right. So that's the beautiful thing. So I wanted to share that with you guys. That was kind of on my heart there. And I really enjoyed, sort of doing some reflecting on Gil Noble, you know, because he was one of the ones, and this was something that was brought to me when I had the conversation with Elder Haru. Gil Noble was one of the first to interview Bob Marley and be able to give him an opportunity to express his authentic self so that the world could see Bob Marley for who he truly was. And that's a big premise about what The Remix is about. And when I started it, for those of you who listened to some of my earlier shows, when I had that music on there that was so crafted and it was so done, and I talked about The Remix being that place where we take something that's already good, already perfect, already exact, and being exactly how it needs to be, and we remix it. We mix it up, and we take it just to the next level. And so that's still the foundation of The Remix. We are remixing everything. Each and every time that I come on the platform, that I'm speaking here, whether I'm doing readings or whether we have a guest, I am constantly remixing, not to be better, but to be perfect and to be exact and to be present in the moment that I'm in. So I invite all of you guys to continue to remix too, to keep remixing. All right, so now that we got that out of the way, we have so much to do tonight that I want to get out. And we're going to be doing an exercise here tonight that's going to be a lot of fun. But first, I want to talk about some other things. Monday night, and I want you guys to know this, so if you're interested in being a part of this, then you'll know exactly what to do to be a part of this. And that is Monday night, we're actually going to get a chance to take a road trip. We're going to take a road trip. I think Esther's the first one that sort of kind of coined that here on The Remix. Road trip. So we're going to take a road trip. And that road trip that we're going to take is we're actually going to get a chance to get a peek into the Kundalini Lab. So Monday night. And I'm going to say around 9 p.m. Monday night, we're going to take a road trip, and we're actually going to go into the Kundalini Lab. So Monday night. So instead of having a Blue Blast call, we're actually going to go into the Kundalini Lab. We're going to start out on the Blue Blast call, and then we're going to take an astro road trip into the Kundalini Lab, the first time ever, ever, ever on the planet, the first time ever. And so those of you, I invite everyone, I invite you guys to look out for that. So here's a couple of ways that you can actually tune in. And for those of you who know about the Blue Blast Call, here's how you can actually get in contact with getting in touch with the Blue Blast Call. Either one, you've had a reading from me, or either two, you're in line to have a reading from me. I do Blue Blast Calls. And so those Blue Blast Calls is where we get together and we do pretty much my theme, psycho, sexy, cool work, where we get a chance to look at many different aspects of ourselves from many different angles, coming from many different directions. And that's what we do on the Blue Blast Call. And, you know, it's so much fun. We get to interact with each other in ways that are really just that is just unheard of. And so much fun, I might add. So I'll be posting on Facebook. I'll be posting in the Remix Family group. That's one of the ways I'll post. I'll also post on Twitter. That's another way. I'm going to put it on Twitter. And for those of you who have Android phones, and you have downloaded the Know Your Magic not the Know Your Magic audio workbook, excuse me, but you've downloaded the app, and the app in particular that you want to download that I have, because I actually have a few of them out there, but the one you want to get is the Remix app with Miss Blue, because you don't even have to have a Twitter account. And inside that Android app, that was put together by an amazing brother named Mark. And for those of you out there who have businesses, or you're modeling, you're singing, or you're doing things, you want to get you one of these apps from that brother. If you're doing anything that you want to connect with people, this is a great way to connect with them. But inside that app, what is built into there is Twitter. So you don't even have to have Twitter. You can click that and you can see all of my tweets. Matter of fact, people even connect back with me and they told me they can even hear the tweet from there. So you can also send an email to question, the number 4blue@gmail.com, to me and Sister Munya. You can send information. So you can do that. You can also listen to the Remix Family Show from the Android app as well, too. So you can go to the Android market. I'm still working on getting the iPhone app. Sometimes, and this is something for those of you who will be taking some of the business things that we'll be doing, some of the building business classes that we'll be doing in the Kundalini Lab that we'll talk about, sometimes you'll have to go back and re-ramp projects that you're working on. So I'm still working on getting out the other apps, as it relates to the Apple app and some of the other things. So that's some of the ways. Now, if you don't connect with any of these things, you can always shoot us an email and we'll let you know what time Monday night that call is going to be. So I just want to let you guys know that we'll be taking our first peek into the Kundalini Lab, and it's going to be on Monday. So lots of great things there. Also, just want to say to everyone, I'll be sending out some Baby Lotus and I believe Glowing Lotus readings as well. I'll be sending those out. So for those parents who have been waiting on those, and know that the next bunch is coming out. And I work on those quite a bit in my time. I have special time set aside for our babies and our children because I think they are so special. So I'll be sending some of those out tonight and also some more this week. So check your email. Know that you'll be getting a message from Question for Blue. Sister Munya will be sending you a note to let you know when it's coming. But I'm constantly working on that. I have a lot of those readings to do, as well as the other readings that I do with you guys as well. So we're going to get into the work because we kind of got a little bit of a start here, a little slow here. But I want us to dance. I think this is important. to do. So we're going to move around just a little bit. We're going to move around. I'm trying to slow myself down. My energy is just all over the place. Today is Easter, you guys. Today is Easter for those around the world who celebrate Easter. Lots of energy on the planet. Love those colors. And if anybody is out there and you guys get a chance to go by the dollar store or to go by any of those stores, pick up some of those colors because they're very, very important and you can begin to work with the energy of all of these pastel colors because they have a lot of energy in there. And we'll be doing some things a little later. In the coming months with these colors so you can have them. Know that all of these things really come from ancient times, and so nothing is really new. You know, this is really the time that a lot of our ancestors would call the breath of spring. You know, this is really coming into that place of the breath of spring, and even the theory of celebrating Easter or having what we call Easter eggs comes out of a lot of different mythologies. Also, it could be looked at what we call the four Ruse, you know, all of these different things, but we'll talk about a little bit of that a little later, okay? So now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to dance. We're going to dance a little bit. And this is going to be a throwback song, so I want you guys to get yourself stand up where you are. I certainly am going to stand up, and I'm going to dance to this one. And sometimes, This is something that came to me today. Early this morning, I actually went, I wish I would say I went running, but I really didn't go running. I kind of went walking. I took a nice, quick, brisk walk. Walked a couple of miles this morning, early this morning. The weather was beautiful here. It's actually raining now, but it was beautiful, and it was a good way to get out and sort of kind of get grounded, clear myself, and just enjoy this time of the year. And one of the things I was thinking about, and I want you guys to think about this too, sometimes things happen. Sometimes things may come into your mind. Sometimes you may see something. You may hear something. Someone may say something to you. Or sometimes it could be at work. You could be at home. You could be with your man, fellas. You could be with your woman. You could be many different places, but sometimes you got to know exactly when to just step off and just let things be, just step away from the situation, step yourself apart from the situation so that you can keep yourself in the place that you are. And I see some of you are really kind of writing these things out, about things with your family and things that are happening. Maybe there's a conflict, which there should never be a conflict, about what's going on. But sometimes, and this just came to me so clear, so I want to pass this on to you guys. Sometimes it's not even about what you can say, what you need to say. It's not about giving a response back. It's not about who's right. It's not about who's wrong. It's not about validating. It's not about trying to do any of those things. Sometimes, and in this song, I want you guys to just remember this. Sometimes you just got to know when to get off. I think I told you guys this story. This happened to me a long time ago, and it was an older brother, and he was talking to me and three of my friends, and he told us, sometimes in life, you just got to know when to step off. No one's going to tell you. They're not going to say it. They're not going to come to your face. Sometimes you just got to know how to do that. You got to know how to begin to set those boundaries for yourself because people are dealing with so much these days. And I'm saying this because I've gotten so many of these emails, particularly this weekend. So that's something I'm going to study. From things going on in people's lives, from arguments with their family, with arguments with their man, with their husband, with their children, just arguments at work, not getting along with friends, just so much of this that sometimes you just got to know when to just step off. That's all. You got to know when to step off. And then let it go. And then just let it go. You know, some people want to hold on to things because that's the energy that they need to keep driving them forward. Just let it go. So tonight, that's what we're going to do. we're going to be dancing. We're going to be dancing. And this is a song that for those of you who are old enough to remember, you're going to know exactly what this is. And for those of you that are young, you need to begin to just embrace this and just enjoy, because that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. And then we're going to be getting into some serious ancient work. So here we go. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, Miss Blue. I love you guys. And let's get ready to dance.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, that was Get Off. Yes, sometimes you just got to know. No one's going to tell you. They're not going to say anything. It's not going to be lights, camera, action. It's just going to be you got to know when to get off. So there you go. I hope you guys enjoyed moving yourself around to get off tonight. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight we're going to be doing a little bit of written in the stone exercise. So here's a couple of things as we get ready to get ourselves started to get into the share tonight. We're going to be doing an experiment that is not at all new. Some levels we can call it an experiment, but actually it's been tried and tested and proven. So it's an experiment. It'll be something that you can use in your day-to-day life and have a lot of fun with it as well. and have a lot of fun. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to get a piece of printed paper. You may want to get two of them, actually. So just get two pieces of paper. And this is actually an exercise that I've done on a Blue Blast call for, well, before as well. So for those of you who have been on the Blue Blast calls, you'll see these are some of the things that we have done. So I want you guys to get a piece of paper, actually get two pieces of paper, and we're going to do this. We're gonna kind of get into this. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, how's everybody doing tonight, how's everybody doing? Everybody's doing well. It's a good night. It's Sunday night. I don't know about you guys, but I feel very, very relaxed, very kind of mellowed out a little bit tonight, as they say, a little mellowed out tonight, but I'm really trying to slow my energy down because it's really off the charts, so just bear with me. If I get a little too slow, just let me know, speed it up just a little bit, but we're going to be doing some exercises. All right, so everybody got their paper. You need to get at least two pieces of paper. We're going to kind of move through this quick, and I'm going to give you my modified version. This is actually an experiment that was done with a group of seers. I sometimes don't like to use the word psychic. Some people get the wrong meaning from that. But we know we're all psychics, so we can do that. So this is an exercise that was done with a group of seers. It was done with a group of psychics. It was actually done at a university that did this study. It was back in the 1970s where they sort of kind of got these people together, and they really just wanted to see how things are. The main thing that we're going to take away from this tonight is that you're going to get an opportunity to see how your thoughts, to see how your energy, to see how all of that is an extension of you and that it is expressed. Now, we talk about auras, and I love to talk about auras. I love to do aura readings. I love to tell you what colors is around you, and you guys like to love to hear me talk about it, and you guys love seeing your auras and talking about your auras, too. We know that energy is real. We talk about it every single day, that everything is energy. Well, tonight, you're going to get a chance to actually see your energy. You're going to see it. And so when you think about all of those things as we look at, whether it's the hieroglyphs that we're looking at, whether it's the ruins, whether it's anything coming out of any type of mythology, coming from the east, the west, the north, the south, coming from anywhere, we know that there's always something written in stone. The scribes did this back in ancient Kemet. They wrote things in stones. So before we actually had paper, they were writing in the stone because things are written in the stone. Well, tonight you're going to get to leave sort of an impression. You're going to get to do a hieroglyph tonight. You're going to be writing things in the stone tonight. This is what we're going to be doing. So a couple of things that I want to kind of bring you guys' attention to before we get started. I want you to get focused. We're not going to do a meditation, not in that sense, but I want you to kind of get focused. Have your two pieces of paper. If you have printer paper, that's going to be even better. So yes, a paper with no lines, absolutely no lines on it. And, you know, I kind of thought about there was a couple of things that I wanted to talk about tonight, but I had a pretty amazing conversation tonight with a pretty amazing young brother who is 18 years old, and his name is Ishmael. And he called, well, I actually called him. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but he's actually Sister Munya's son. And I called to speak with her, and he answered the phone. And he told me he wanted to speak with me, and he wanted to share something with me. And we did sort of a little exercise together. And I took the time, even though I was trying to get ready for the show and it was so much going on, I took the time to really for us to connect on the phone. And out of that, not only did I got the blessing, you know, just from listening to him do his work, you know, 18 years old, really doing his work, knowing his magic in the way that he knows it. So, you know, just never know where that can come from. Know it's always an exchange going on. Know that when you connect with people and you can connect with them honestly, then you'll be able to see the blessing in everything. You'll be able to get your lesson. I like to consider myself more of the student and not a teacher. I'm a student of everything, a student of life, you know, of everything and everyone who comes in contact with me. I am the student. You know, and so that's how so much of my learning and my growing that I continue to incorporate in my life every single day. So I just kind of want to give a big shout out to him just for sharing that with me today. I really enjoyed us sharing with each other on the phone today. But that made me decide that, yeah, this written in the stone is a great exercise to do for tonight. So that's how I kind of remixed this up and decided this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do a modified version. So let's get to it. Two things I want you to do on the two sheets of paper. One of them I want you to put to the side, and one you're going to have in front of you. The paper that you're going to have in front of you, what I want you to do is at the very top of the paper, at the very, very top of the paper, from left to right, I want you to write your name. So write your name from at the top of the paper. You know, names are very important. They were very important in ancient times. And even if we want to say that sometimes we have made up these quirky names about ourselves, or we've added things to our name, yes, your full name. It can be a name that you go by. It can be your, what we call your government name. It can be whatever, but it does need to be something that is connected with you, because trust me, it's no accident why this name is connected to you. That's something that I learned from Brother Bobby Hemmett once when me and him was doing some connecting and he was sharing some things to me. Is that even though you think you've chosen this name and you've kind of made it up, it's still connected with you. So you can use whatever you feel comfortable with. I want you to sort of know your magic here and put your full name on there. Put your full name on this piece of paper. Now, let's talk about energy. Someone said your middle name too. That would be your full name. I'm sorry, I had to say that. I had to say that. I told you guys my energy is just kind of out the roof. So don't let it get out tonight. We're going to try to keep that contained here. Okay, so I'm sorry. Okay, so you want to write your name, whatever that name is across, but it does need to be something that you use. It needs to be something that is connected to you. It needs to be something you're connected with. And it needs to be something that is connected to you. So you're going to write your name across the paper. And now I want you to begin to think about who you are. Think about yourself. Think about who you are. Not think about what someone told you you were, but who are you? You know, just begin to think about that. Think about who you are. Everything about you, everything, absolutely everything about you. I want you to sit still with that for just a moment. And the reason you're doing that is because as you begin to process thoughts, that thought is leaving you, so to speak. And it's really beginning to emerge itself into your aura. And then your aura is beginning to send this out into the universe, who you are. So think about who you are. Think about those things that is connected to you. Everything that you are, absolutely everything that you call yourself. You know how they say, it's not who you are, but what you answer to. No, think about who you are, really. Think about everything about you, all the wonderful things about you, all the amazing things that you are, that you know in your heart of hearts that you are. I just want you to just feel comfortable in that particular place, you see. Just feel very comfortable there with who you are. Sometimes, you know, we look for others to define us. We get defined by titles. We get defined by the job we do, the work we do. We get defined by our families. We get defined by our man. We get defined by our sisters, our brothers. You know, we let everyone else define us. Take this time now, and brothers, you too, because we know us as women, we're always telling you who you are. I want you to define who you are. And I want you to be a little more creative than just saying, I'm God. Because we know that, okay? But that's, I want you to keep looking at different aspects of yourself, of how you see yourself. The I am that I am. Yes. I want you to go a little further than that. Yes. I want you to get very colorful, very creative, and begin to think about that. So all of this energy is just beginning to get inside of you. So whatever that is, if you consider yourself a loner, how can that be? You're here. But I understand what you mean. If you want to put those things in there, someone is talking about things of a past life. You know me. I am the past life girl. I love that. You can do that too. You can put that in there too. Put all of those things in there. I want you just to begin to really, really just get into that energy of who you are, of who you are. Mm-hmm. You're just thinking about it. You're not doing any writing. This is not about writing here. See, because we're going to see exactly who you are. I mean, not literally. I mean, I'm not going to go look. But you're going to get to see exactly who you are. You are. You're going to get to see so many different aspects of yourself and so many amazing ways. So now, this is what we're going to do. Everybody has already moved that energy through themselves. Move that energy. I want you to take a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Just take a nice deep breath. Just take a couple of deep breaths, because this is also helping you to move the energy through your body as well. If you have some water, water is excellent. Take you about 3 sips of the water. It's going to help to just move that energy, just flow it through your body. It's going to help you with moving the energy through your body as well. So take a couple of breaths in and out. There you go. Nice and slow, in and out. You're working it through your body. We're going to speed up, and we're going to start to move really, really fast. So I'm trying to get you guys in a nice, comfortable place now. So once we begin to work this energy, we're going to do it. All right? So we're going to get a little bit of help from Earth, Wind, and Fire as we get into this exercise. Remember, this is an exercise that was done with hundreds of thousands of different psychics in the 1970s. So you got to know it wasn't really that many people who were calling themselves psychic. So on some levels, everybody knows that they have always been psychic or intuitive, if that be the case of the word. Some people debate that. There is a little bit of difference between being psychic and being intuitive, but we're not going to get into that here tonight. We're going to just talk about transferring your energy. You're going to write your energy in the stone. Everything about you, you're going to put it in the stone. So here we go. I want you to take your piece of paper with your name on it. Your name needs to be at the top of the paper, at the very top of the paper. So your name all the way across the top, at the very top. And as soon as I begin to play the music, what I want you to do is just like you're getting ready to take this paper and throw it in the trash, I want you to just keep thinking about who you are, not who your neighbor is, not who the guy down the street is, not who the girl is that work with you. I want you to think about who you are. And I want you to begin to ball this piece of paper up into a ball and continue all the way till we get to the end. Now, just make sure you do that, okay? Don't stop. Don't get distracted. Trust me, it's a lot of people, a lot of energy out there trying to distract you. I want you to stay focused on this. I promise you, you'll get some gems out of this at the end if you can stay focused on this. So here we go. When I start to play the music, you're going to keep boiling the ball up, and you're take it from one hand to the next. See the energy leaving your body, going into the paper, and then just keep doing it until the music stops. So let's get ready. Let's go. Take your plain piece of paper with your name written at the top, and I want you to begin. Here we go. Someone said they didn't get the last part. The last part is keep balling up the paper until the music stops. You're just taking the paper, and just like you're getting ready to throw it away. Here we go. All right, everyone, that is Earth, Wind, and Fire, and love is written in the stone. And that is so true. That is so true. Welcome, 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 everyone, and thank you guys so much for joining me here live tonight in the remix. And tonight, we're doing an exercise that I like to call Written in the Stone. And so for those of you who are just joining us, I'm sure you can always go back and download, and get yourself caught up. Now, here's what I want you guys to do for those of you who have chose to participate in this. What I want you to do is I want you now that you have your piece of paper and it is boiled up into like a nice tight ball. I want you to hold it with both hands, and then I want you to take both of your thumbs, almost like you're cupping it and making sort of a round ball, and then I want you between your two thumbs to blow in the ball nicely three times. So you're going to blow in one, two, three. You're going to blow on the ball three times. Now, once you've done that, what I want you to do is I want you to gently put the ball down, and I want you to gently unfold it. Unfold the ball. Just open it up. If it happens to tear a little bit, no worries or whatever, but I want you to begin to open it up nice and gently. Begin and open it up nice and gently. Just open it up nice and gently. So now, this is so cool. I want you, once you get your paper opened up, I want you to face it so that your name is at the top. So make sure you have the paper so your name is at the top. I'm going to go through some of the things that have been written in your hieroglyphs here, and then we're going to talk about what they mean. Okay, for those of you who are in the chat room, I really want you guys to participate, so I'm going to need you to really help out a lot. I may go to some of the callers on the phone from time to time, so if you have some of these things that I'm talking about, you can press 1, but I don't want you to press 1 just yet. But I want you to tell me if you do. I'll call out certain things and ask if you guys have it. And then at the end, I'm going to tell you what this interpretation is. And we'll go through them, okay? So two things I want you guys to do. The first thing I want you to do is to take your paper. And in the very middle, I want you to draw a line from top to bottom all the way down your paper. So from top to bottom, you're going to draw a line. From the top to the bottom, from the top to the bottom. You guys know how it goes. And then what you're going to do is actually from east to west, you're going to draw a line. So in essence, what you're doing is actually making 4 squares on your paper. You're going to make 4 squares on your paper. So a line from top to bottom and then a line from east to west. Now, it's going to be very important because I know everyone is listening. You guys can hear. So if there shouldn't be anything that you miss, it's going to be important that you guys stay focused because trust me, it's going to be some distractions trying to distract you. Just stay focused on your paper. Everybody is responsible for their own hieroglyphs. And they know what to do. We're grown. If you got babies at home and they're doing this, then we can help the babies out. But everybody else, let everybody else take care of themselves, and we can do this. If I need to go over something, I'm going to do it. We have a lot to cover, and we're going to try to do that as quick as possible. So top to bottom, you're going to draw a line, and then from left to right, you're going to draw a line. Okay? So you should have 4 squares on your paper. Make sure your name is at the very top of your paper and you're looking at it. Here we go. So now, again, I'm going to be looking to you guys in the chat room to really kind of help out with this. And so this is what I want you to do. On the first square, I'm going to give you some things to put inside the square. But the first square, which is going to be the square towards the left corner, the top left corner, I want you to put PPI, P-P-I, P as in Paul, P as in pear, I as in indigo. So PPI, I want you to put that in that square, okay? And then over on the right-hand side in the top corner, I want you to put PSI. PSI, P as in Paul, F as in flower, I as in indigo. You're going to put that in the top right-hand corner. Okay. And then what I want you to do is in the bottom left-hand corner, you're going to put NPI. N as in Nancy, P as in pass, and I as in indigo. I'm going to give it out one more time in case you guys don't get it. And then in the bottom left-hand corner, the bottom right-hand corner, you're going to put N as in Nancy, S as in fly, and I as in indigo. So N-F-I. So now we're going to go through the squares again. Top left-hand corner is going to be P-P-I. Top right-hand corner is going to be P-S-I. Bottom left-hand corner is going to be N-P-I. Bottom right-hand corner is going to be N-S-I. Okay? So now that we have our hieroglyph kind of sectioned off into different centuries and different time zones, because that's what they're going to basically represent for you, we're going to be able to take a look at this. So now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a look, and the first section you're going to be taking a look at, we're going to divide this in top and then bottom. We're looking at the top half of your stone here. The top half of your stone is going to be the top portion where your name is written across the top. It's also where you have your PPI section and your PFI section. I want you to begin to look for straight lines. So take a look at the hieroglyph, and I want you to tell me where the straight lines are. So take a look and tell me where the straight lines are. Look and see if you have any straight lines. Any straight lines, okay? All right, I see some people in the chat room says, yes, they have some straight lines. Tell me what section. Yes, very good. Some people have straight lines in the PPI section. Straight lines. Now, I want you to look for diagonal lines, too. Anyone with diagonal lines in the top corner, the top portion of their paper. Any straight lines or any diagonal lines? Any diagonal lines that are going up, the diagonal lines going up, I want you to look. And what you're going to do on your other sheet of paper is I want you to begin to make note of this. So on the second sheet of paper, we're not at the bottom. We're only looking at the top. Stay with me, everybody. We're only looking at the top portion. Okay? I want you, on your other sheet of paper, I want you to make a note that you have straight lines or you have diagonal lines, and then put the initial of the section that you're actually in. PPI, PFI. Put the section. Okay? All right. So now let's look at the bottom half of the paper. The bottom half of the paper, which is going to be our sections of our NPI and our NFI, I want you to look there and see if you have any diagonal lines. Find diagonal lines there and also see if you have any straight lines there. So diagonal or straight lines. Let me know in the chat room in the bottom section if you have any straight lines in this section. any straight lines. Okay. All right. Very good. I see some people. Now, when you're taking a look at the lines, you're looking at the impressions that are there. So you're looking for a straight line. So whether if it's just a straight line. Now, as we begin to go through some of the other symbols, what you're going to see is that some of these lines may be connected to other lines. And then I'll tell you about those. But just make a note if you can recognize a straight line, okay? Now, if you're just now joining us, then know that we're not going to be able to go back to the beginning and tell you how we got here. So thank you for your patience and thank you for listening in. But we're looking at our paper again. We've divided this into four sections, and we're looking at the bottom section, and you're looking for all of the straight lines that you can find there. Okay? So now, thank you guys for that. Just make a note if you have any straight lines or diagonal lines in the bottom section on your other piece of paper. So now, here's what we're going to do. I want you to look for clusters of wrinkles where you're looking at your paper, but your stone. But you see a whole bunch of, it looks all crinkled up. Even though you've unraveled it, you can see a cluster of things, just a big cluster of lines. Find those sections wherever they are for the clusters. And yes, it doesn't matter how long the straight lines are. If it's a straight line, you can get it. Just say yes. You can either do it like this. Yes, I have a lot of straight lines. I have two straight lines. Many straight lines, just so you can make yourself a mental note, okay? So now we're working on the clusters. You're looking for the clusters, and the clusters are anywhere in the top section or any of the four sections of your hieroglyph. It doesn't matter what part of the hieroglyph, anywhere you're looking for a cluster. Maybe there's one in the corner in the PFI section. Maybe you have one in the middle. Some people have them everywhere. I want you to recognize the clusters. Recognize the clusters and then make a note where you see your clusters. So if you see a cluster in the PFI and a cluster in the NFI, put the clusters down. Excellent, excellent. Thank you for that, Esther. Yes, great way to put the clusters. Wherever you're seeing clusters, put them down. Oh, you guys are doing wonderful. You're going to love this. This is so much fun. I enjoy this. I actually did this a few years back, way before. Well, I say a few years. It's been quite a while back that I've done this exercise. I'll tell you more about that once we get into it, but we're going to keep going. So now what you're going to be looking for is you're going to be looking for where two lines cross. So you're looking for two lines. It'll be distinctive of just two lines crossing. Now, here's something I want you to know. You may not have all of these things I'm saying to you. That's okay. There is no wrong and there is no right. So I don't want you to get yourself caught up in, well, I don't have that. It's okay that you don't have that. It's okay. So I want you to begin to look for that. Mm-hmm. I want you to begin to look. We're looking where two lines cross each other. Two lines. All of them. And we're looking in absolutely every single one of the quads. All of them. So everywhere on your hieroglyph, you're looking where two lines cross. Where you can look at your paper and say, oh, there go two lines crossing right there together. So it can either look like a cross or it can look like an X. But I want you to find those two lines that come together. All right, how we doing? Anybody find the two lines crossing themselves? Two lines? Oh, I know y'all say Miss Blue is crazy for real. Yes, I am. But you guys are going to love this. You know, this is something that you can sit down with your family one day and do. It doesn't require any electricity. You don't need anything but some paper. You can actually do this in sand. Well, you can't do it in sand and dirt, but you know what I mean. You can kind of have fun with it. You just need paper and pen. Okay, so beautiful. So now, here we go. This is what you're going to do. Make sure you keep your paper in the upright position where the top of your name is at the very top. I don't want you to change your paper around to see anything. You want to keep it facing forward like it is with your name at the very top. So next, what I want you to do is I want you to find a triangle. Look and see wherever you can find a triangle. This is going to be in any of the quads. Find a triangle. Triangle. Count your triangles and then note where you're finding them at. Is it in the PPI section? Is it in the NPI? Is it in PFI? Or if it is in the NFI? So find your triangles. Thank you guys who are participating in chat because you're really, really marking a lot of these, and this is excellent. Thank you guys so much. Beautiful. Beautiful, you guys. All right. I see some of you have pressed your hands on the phones, and I'll actually go to the phone lines in just a moment to check on some of that as well. But I want you guys to also look for, and thank you guys who want to participate in this. So thank you guys so much. So I want you to go after you found the triangles. I want you to look for the triangles. And someone typed in the room pyramids. Pyramids are not the same as triangles. Even though we know the shapes are going to be the same, but I want you, let me specify what I'm talking about. The triangle is where three-dimensional sides come together. And you can even have one side that's longer than the other, but it still forms three lines coming together to form that shape, even if you have one line longer. A pyramid, the sides are going to be, the equalness of the sides are going to be all equal. So I don't want you to confuse pyramids with triangles because they're not the same. So we're looking for triangles right now. So you can have one long line and then have a line going across the bottom and the other one, and those three still form the triangle. That's a triangle, okay? Okay? Beautiful. All right, so now what I want you to do is I want you to look for circles. Circles. Look at your paper, find your circles. Note where your circles are. And if your circle is crossing over into another quad, I want you to just note where the bigger half of the circle is. So you may have a circle that is in the PPI section, and also going a little bit in the NPI section. Note where the circles are. Like I have a circle that is in my PPI section, and I also have a circle that's down in my, that's to my NPI section. So the bigger half of my circle is in the PPI for that particular circle and coming down. But I want you to note that. Note where the circle is. Okay, beautiful. I see you guys on the phone lines. I'm going to come to you guys as well, too. But I want you to look for the circles. Count your circles. Any circles? You guys have circles? Chat room? Looking for you guys to see if you have circles. Everybody on the phone, if you have a circle, press 1. Press 1 if you have a circle. Okay. I'm going to go to the phone line because there's a couple of people on the phone lines just to hear how this is going so we can get someone else in on this. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 02. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who's calling, please?
This is Butterfly. How are you marinating?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Butterfly. Did you get some circles?
Yes, I was able to locate one circle.
Okay, and what section was your...
NFI.
NFI section. Beautiful. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing. Keep holding the line for me, okay? Because we're going to come back and we're going to... Yes, love you too. Peace and love. Thank you.
Okay, peace.
Peace. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and what section you found your circle in.
Hi, this is Sandra calling from Atlanta.
Oh, greetings, Sandra. How are you?
I'm well. I found three circles. I found my circles
okay.
in PPI, PFI,
mm-hmm.
and NFI.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Great. 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 Thank you so much. Keep holding the line for us, Sandra. All right. Here we go. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and where is your circles.
Peace, joy, happiness. How you doing, Miss Blue? This is Casanova, a woman's action figure.
Greetings, Casanova. Where's your circles at?
Oh, boy. I got the two circles in PPI,
mm-hmm.
One circle in NFI,
okay.
and two
beautiful.
Circles in NPI.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that. Keep holding the line, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. You guys are doing great. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Victor Sutterwell Perry, and I have one circle in the NSI section.
Beautiful, NSI. All right, great. Thank you for sharing that, Victor. Keep holding the line. All right. You guys are doing excellent. Make sure on your other piece of paper you make a note of where you're finding these symbols at, these symbols. Okay, so we're going to move on to squares because we're going to come through and decode this hieroglyph. So squares, this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to find your squares. We're going to look in the top quad first. Find and count your squares in the top quad. That's going to be your PPI and your PFI. You're looking for the squares. Looking for your squares. You're looking for your squares. Looking for your squares. Looking for your squares. All right. So PPI, some people are finding squares. Excellent. Look for your squares. All right. We're going to move through this. We're almost done, you guys. You guys are doing a excellent, excellent job. Now what I want you to do is I want you to look for this, but I want you to look at your paper pretty carefully, okay? And what you're looking for now is heart. I want you to look and see if you can find a heart. Trust me, you will see it. It'll stand itself out. You're looking for a heart. You guys can't wait until I tell you what this means. So you're looking for a heart. I want to know who has a heart. And if you're on the phone line and you have a heart, I want you to let me know. You want me to let me know, press 1, and let me know you have a heart. I want to know if anyone has a heart. If you've already pressed 1 and you press 1 again, then know that it's going to take you offline. But I'm going to go to the phone lines because I think we have some hearts here. Calling in from area code 443, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, this is Casanova again. I got one heart.
Okay, where's your heart?
NPI.
NPI. Okay. All right. MPI. Excellent. Thank you for that. I see. Oh, you got. I know you guys are just so magical. You guys are so magical. Beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you. All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and where's your heart.
This is Hakeem Arroy, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas, and my heart is in PSI.
PSI? Okay, beautiful.
Yes.
PSI, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, this is so much fun. Keep holding the lines. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and also where's your heart?
Hi, Ms. Blue. It's Sandra again.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart, I have two hearts, actually. One huge one in NPI. And
okay.
Then I have a heart, and then I have a heart that's half in PPI and half in PSI.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Thank you for that. Keep holding the line.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. Oh, you guys. Calling in from area code 405. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and where's your heart?
Oh, hi. My name is Patricia.
Okay.
And I have a heart. Oh, and I'm calling from Oklahoma. And
okay.
I have a heart in NFI.
And NFI. All right. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for calling in. Okay. All right. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. And let us know if you have a heart.
Peace, Ms. Blue. It's Nadra from Boston.
Okay. Greetings to you.
I have a heart in TPI and MPI.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from and where's your heart?
This is Perrin in Raleigh. I have a heart in NPI, and I have a PPI heart that goes into NPI.
Okay, that goes into MPI. Okay, excellent. Thank you for calling in. All right, here we go. All right, you guys, calling in from area code 713. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and where's your heart.
This is Santos calling in from Houston, Texas. I'm TK Line in Room. I have three hearts. I have one in PSI,
okay.
One in NPI, and one in NSI. But the one in NPI and NSI, it borders the line, so it's in between both.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for that. Keep holding the line. Oh, you guys, everybody, the phone lines are lit up. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and where's your heart?
Hey, Blue. This is Tatora from Cincinnati. And can you hear me?
Not very clear. Can you speak a little clearer in? Mm-hmm.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is Katora from Cincinnati, and I have a heart. I have four hearts. I have one in PFI, NFI, and NPI. I have two in PFI.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, wow. You guys, it's great. Thank you. All right. Beautiful. All right. We have a caller calling in. It looks like from a private number. You're live in the remix. Who you are? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes. Greetings.
Hello?
Who's on the line? Yes.
Oh, it's That's What's Up.
Mm-hmm.
Calling from Canada.
Greetings, That's What's Up. Where's your heart?
My heart is in NFI.
NFI. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Hold the line, okay?
Of course.
All right, beautiful. All right, I want you guys to all hold on. You're doing a great job, as we can see. You guys are finding this. Make sure you make a note. We're going to go on to the next one. So stay on the phone if you're on the phone lines. Now what we're going to be looking for, we just look for hearts. We're going to be looking for stars. Now, let me tell you about the stars. I want you to find the stars. You can either have a star that is made with four lines, or a star that is made with five. But I want you to look for the four-line stars first. So look on there, see if where you see four lines coming together to make the star. See if you find a star. Tell me if you find stars and what section. Make a note of what section you're finding the star. So I want you to begin to look and see where you have stars at. Four-line stars or five-line stars. Four-line stars or five-line stars. Anybody? Anybody? NFI, somebody has a star. Okay. Four or five. This is the four-line star first. So if you have a four-line star, make a note of that. We're going to go to the phone lines because I believe we have some callers on the line that have some four-line stars. Calling in from area code 302, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and if you have a star in any of the sections.
Hello, Mrs. Blue. This is me again. And I, oh, yeah, this is Butterfly, my bad. And I visited some of my folks, so I'm, like, marinating from, I am in North Carolina right now, in Raleigh.
Okay.
So I found my star in NPI.
In NPI. Okay, beautiful. So you have your star. Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, is it a four star or is it
four?
Is it four? Four. Okay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, beautiful. All right. Thank you. Hold the line. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, 857, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and if you have a star.
Peace, Miss Blue. It's Nadra again calling from Boston.
Yes. Greetings, Nadra.
Greetings.
Do you have a star?
I do. I have a four-pointed star in TPI,
mm-hmm.
and I have 2 5-pointed stars.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. All right, there we go. Thank you for that. Thank you. Hold the line, you guys. Hold the line. Okay, so now we're going to move on. We're almost done. You guys are doing great. We're going to go now. We're going to be looking for pyramids. Now, this is going to be the difference between the pyramids. I want you to find the pyramids, and you're going to see it because the lines will be raised up off the paper a little bit. It'll look a little three-dimensional. So I want you to find the pyramid. Find the pyramid. Let me know if you find it. This can be anywhere on here. This is almost our last one here. So I want you to look, and the lines will be raised. If you see the pyramid, the lines are going to be raised. Where you see it, where you see the pyramids. So, any pyramids anywhere on the paper? I have several of them. Pretty square, scary there. Let me see. Make sure. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Look for the pyramids there. All right, Esther, you got some pyramid. I'm going to call some of y'all out, so I'm not alone on this. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. There's no bad things. Okay, Keith, you got a pyramid. I'm calling some of y'all out, so I'm not alone on this. Yeah, we got some pyramids going here. Sandra. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So now, this is what I want you to do, TKNY. TKNY. Mm-hmm. Got some pyramids. All right. LeBlue, got some pyramids. All right. So here we go. Here we go. All right. So now what I want you guys to do is I want you to look for the abundance of wrinkles and clusters. So we looked for clusters earlier, but I want you to see if you just have a whole bunch of wrinkles and clusters. See if you have a lot of wrinkles and a lot of clusters, and that's anywhere. So you're just really making a note. Yes, a lot of wrinkles and clusters. Yes, a lot of wrinkles and clusters. So you're just, this is either a yes or no. Yes, I have it, or no, I don't. Yes, I have a lot of wrinkles and clusters together, or no, I don't. Okay. And you'll know because it's going to be, you know, the wrinkles are going to be there, but the clusters are also going to be there. So they're going to be very, very defined. That's what's up. You got it everywhere. Okay. Is that Miami? Miami 1 said yes. Okay. All right. So I want you to look for that. Make a note of that. Black Majesty, yes. Okay. Very good. Very good to note that. Note that. You're going to want to know these things because we're going to go back over the meaning, then we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to move on to some other things. Okay, so now what I want you to do is I want you to look for strong creases. Strong creases. Like you can see strong creases just standing out on your paper. So make a note if you have some very strong creases. Icy Hot said, smooth as eggs over here. Okay. I hear you, Icy. We're going to talk about tears in the paper in just a moment. Someone asked about that. Yes, we're going to talk about that, but I want you to make a note. Yes, I have strong creases, or no, I do not have strong creases. So make a note. Yes, strong creases if you have that. All right? And so next, we're going to go to tears. I want to know if you have any kind of rips or any kind of tears in your paper that you're opening it up. How many people have tears towards the edge of the paper? Like anywhere around the edge. There's some tears. Yes, edge. Tears, yes. Okay, I want to know anybody, and I want you to hear me this very, very closely. I want to know if you have a tear anywhere other than the edge of the paper. Anywhere other than the edge of the paper. Do you have a tear, a rip anywhere that's other than the edge? Anybody? 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 No? This is just like a chat and chill night tonight. Aren't you guys just loving it? Just real laid back. We get to interact with each other. It's a great night to do this. Okay. All right. So what is that? Is that punk? Is that punk? 913, you do. Okay. We're talking about a tear. We're talking about a tear anywhere other than the edge of the paper. Okay. The anticipation is killing you. Oh, okay, we're going to get to it. Okay, a couple of yes. Okay, a couple of yes. People have tears. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Now, let's go back because we're going to decode our hieroglyphs. Okay? So here we go. Now, we're going to start with the straight lines. We're going to start with the straight lines. Straight lines. Here we go. And this is a way that I want you guys to begin to think about this. Remember, you sent your energy into this. So now we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the straight lines. If you have straight lines. I know some of you talked about straight lines in the top portion of your paper, which would have been in your PPI section and in your PFI section. These lines, horizontal lines. I want you to think about how close these lines are going together and how long these lines are. Because the longer the line, the more significant the meaning if it's long. If you have lines that are coming from the bottom to the upper right-hand corner of the page, this has a lot to do with progress of future success. So your lines that go from the bottom, and we're talking in the top bottom, towards the right-hand side of the page, if you have lines going up towards that way, which would be diagonal, or if they're in the PFI section going up, this is going to be progress for future success. Okay? The diagonal lines from the upper left to the lower right, really, this is talking about struggles. So if you have a line that's going from your PPI section down towards anything in your NPI or your NFI section, this is about struggles. This is about your struggles. Or things that are deterring you or detouring you from what you need to be focused on. Okay. And sometimes if you have a whole lot of these lines here, typically what you will see these lines in or where I'll see these lines in is people who have struggled with chemical addictions. So been addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, any kind of addiction that they've been trying to overcome, food addictions, any kind of addictions, you'll see these lines. So think about it with yourself about something you're struggling to sort of kind of get over. You'll see these lines go in this direction. Now, the horizontal lines, let's talk about some of those. Some of the horizontal lines as well has a lot to do with when you don't have too many of them, and when they're in the upper right-hand corner, they are about stability and about determination. When you see them in the lower quad, meaning the NPI and the NFI section, a lot of times it shows where you're inflexible at, or people who are just real frugal, you know, cheap, we call them cheapskates. You know, they just cheap, you know, or conservative, I should say, if they're very conservative, you know, the people that are so conservative, they recycle everything, you know, they don't want to, you know, spend no money on nothing or, you know, they don't want to do anything, just real conservative. I guess that's a better word. Now, how many people had vertical lines on their page? Who had vertical lines? Any vertical lines? Now, the vertical lines are going to be talking about, the vertical lines are going to be talking about risk-taking, those who have a very adventurous spirit. This is what those vertical lines is. Now, keep in mind, the horizontal lines is just not about that in the lower clods. It's also about those people who are just really strong-headed, like no one can tell them anything. You know, sometimes they can be, you know, just be very narrow-minded in their thinking. So that is also that. Let's talk about the clusters. And these are going to be these small clusters. Not the abundance of clusters, but we're going to take a look at some of the clusters. A lot of times that you'll see clusters, a lot of artists will have clusters. A lot of musicians will have these clusters. many small clusters. If you have these small clusters. Okay. Now, something else about these clusters, when you see a whole lot of these small clusters, and I know some of you said you had a lot of these small clusters, this has a lot to do with an inferiority complex. If you find you have a lot of these clusters, this is what's going on for you. Now, here's some things that's going to be key for you. Your PPI section stands for your positive past influence. This was a past influence. Let's just stay there. This was a past influence that causes these inferiority complexes. If you have a lot of clusters in the top section, this really shows your artistic nature. It really shows about you being connected with music. You know, a lot of these things that we talk about on the creative side, it's going to be in the top quadrant. Those are going to be positive past influences. This is why those clusters are showing up there. If it's in the left, it's the positive past. And if it's in the right, it's going to show that these things from the past is now going to propel you into the future. So it's going to have an impact on your future, this cluster. Now, if you have these clusters, and a lot of these clusters at the bottom, we're not talking about all of them clumped together. We're talking about the small clusters at the bottom. If you have them in the bottom left, this can show that you're susceptible, and you may even find yourself to even suffer from depression very easily, mentally sometimes become unbalanced, and also have very twisted relationships, entangled relationships. So this is it. So here's an indication. There is nothing bad about this, but here's an indication that this really shows you. The bottom quad stands for, the bottom left quad stands for negative past influence. So things that we're talking about right now, straight lines, the clusters, if you have them in this NPI section, these are negative things from the past that are influencing you at this moment. If you have it in your NSI section, these are negative things that will have future influences if you do not intervene. So it's showing you the polarity. You get to see yourself from many different angles. It's important because we're coming upon the spring equinox at this time. So this is a time of new beginnings for us. It's an opportunity to really just take a closer look at ourselves. So if you find anything in the NFI section, these are typically going to be things for these that we're talking about right now that really will have a negative influence on you in the future. So you can really stop this from happening. You can change this before it happens, because you're seeing the different areas that you can begin to take a look at. So you can take a look at, isn't this great to be able to see this right here live, written in the stone in front of you, so you can see this, all right? So these clusters, I want you to think about this. These clusters on this have a lot to do, like I said, on the left side has a lot to do with those things that have influenced you in the past. In the past. These are things that have influenced you in the past, and you'll have them. In the top corner, it's going to be a positive influence in the past, and the bottom left, it's going to be a negative influence from your past. So now you can begin to take a look at these things and begin to change them. So now we're going to move on even though we have these labeled as these quadrants, I'm going to give you some other definitions in these quadrants, but they're still represented as the left side of the paper is all about the, and the right side is going to be a future. Now we're going to be taking a look at the intensity level. Like, how quick is this thing from the past going to impact me? How quick is this thing from the future going to have an impact on me? You know, is this going to be a high impact or is it going to be a low impact? So we're going to be taking a look at that. So now we're taking a look at the crosses, the X's. We're going to take a look at that, okay? Now, anywhere that you see these crosses, I want you to begin to think about this. Let's look at that. We're looking at this from left to right. So this time we're looking at the left side of the paper. So that's going to be those things that would have been in the would have been called PPI and NPI. These two sections on the left we're looking at. Where these crosses appear on the left side of the page, of your page, these are going to be unresolved past conflicts. These are things unresolved in your life. So if you had a lot of X's, crosses, some of you said you had a lot. If it's on the left-hand side, these things are unresolved. So you know what that means. You have to begin to get yourself into the position so that you can start to resolve these things in your life that you have left without resolving them. So some of these things are going to be on a physical level, some are going to be on a spiritual level, and some of these are going to be on a mental level. So this is about you taking a look at your life, seeing these things that are impacting you from the past. These are going to be things from the past. And on the left side, they're going to be unresolved. Things that you know you need to take care of, like we talked about in the beginning. You know, you're not speaking to your mother, not speaking to your cousin, not speaking to your sister, not speaking to your friend, not speaking to your man, not speaking to your woman, you know, arguing with your child. These unresolved things. Unresolved. All right. So those are going to be the cross of that side. On the right hand side. On the right-hand side, what's going to happen on the right-hand side? These are going to be things, if you have crosses and you have X's on the right-hand side of the page, this is almost a glimpse into the future about these things, these discords. So it's telling you that if you don't change anything, this is going to impact your future. Okay? Now, here's the difference. Let's take a look and look at some of those X's and look at some of those crosses. Let's take a look at X's and let some of those crosses. Take a look at your top right-hand corner. Where it said, where your, it is your PFI, okay? Your PFI section. Your PFI section. Take a look. This is showing, if you have an X or a cross in this section, let me see in the room, who has an X or a cross in this section? Who has an X and a cross in the PFI section? Okay, very good. Esther, you do. Now, here, I'll use you, thank you, as an example, as a very good example for this. So thank you for stepping up to the plate. All right. Now, this also has a lot to do with people who have a lot of anxiety as well, too. I want you to be able to see that, too. And this also shows the level of intensity. So those things that are unresolved, if it is in this section of PFI, it's going to have a high level of intensity to you in the future. So you, that means you definitely want to resolve it because it's going to impact you. the chances of it impacting you is going to be extreme if you don't resolve. So take a look at that section, take a look at what it is, and begin to take a look at it. What about those who have an X or a cross in the NFI section, NFI? Who has one in NFI? Okay. NFI? In the NFI section, this is going to have a, it's not going to impact you as much. This is really where the low intensity is for the future. It's not to say that you don't need to resolve it, because we know we need to do that, but know that it's in a lower area for you, okay? So now let's talk about triangles. We're going to move on to triangles. I know a lot of you guys had triangles, and we're talking about the three sides. And even if one is longer than the other, we're talking about three sides. Who had the triangles? I know quite a few of you had triangles. Who had triangles? I'll wait for you guys in the chat room to tell me. Okay, triangles. All right, so some triangles. Now, the triangle, this is a couple of things. The triangle represents a three-dimensional problem situation. And each side of the triangle is going to represent a different angle of the problem. That's what the triangle is. Okay? Even if it's an asymmetrical triangle, in fact, wherever you see the asymmetrical triangle, that means that one side of that problem or that equation is going to have more of a dominant influence related to the problem. Often when you see these triangles, they represent romantic triangles. So think about that, okay? Romantic triangles, torn between the fiancé and the new lover or the love interest. You know, this, you're going to see the triangle. The longer side of the triangle, it may represent you. It may represent somebody else. But that's what the triangles are. Oh, y'all are too funny. Too funny. All right. So next we're going to talk about circles. We're going to talk about circles. Okay, circles. How many people had circles? Circles, circles, circles. Who had circles? All right. Now, let me tell you about circles. Circles, and I actually have a lot of circles this time. You can do this from time to time, you guys. It can change based upon where you are, your moods you're in, things happening in your life, things you fix, things you change. So I want you to just kind of keep this one in your back pocket. Circles represents good fortune. And wherever you see the circles, they are talking about careers, advancement, business success. It represents prosperity, good health, all of those. Circles. Yeah. Circles are good. Now, one of the things I want you to know, if you don't have circles, it does not mean that if you don't have circles, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be that. That you won't have that. That's not what that means. But circles is definitely an indication that you've manifested this, that you were able to project it. So this is also how we're seeing how we're projecting things. But it doesn't mean if you don't have circles, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have prosperity. That's not it. But having the circles, it does mean that you were able to project this. So that's the circles. So let's talk about circles, let's talk about squares. Who had squares? Who had squares? I know you guys had squares. Who had squares? Who had squares? Love is written in the stone. Who had squares? All right, squares. All right, squares. We had some squares. Okay. Let me stop reading in the chat room. Okay, squares, lots of squares. Let's talk about squares, okay? And I want us to divide the paper. We're going to look at the left side first. On the left side of your stone there, we're looking at squares. How many people had squares on the left side? Squares on the left side. Let me know if you had a square on the left side. All right, so now let's talk about what squares are on the left side. Squares on the left side, what this is, it really is what we would call, for lack of a better word, it is a negative influence that have already been activated. So when it comes to these particular areas, when it comes to things such as financial loss, different misfortunes, or even some of those things of entrapment, it means that this has been activated. Now, you're looking at this within yourself. I don't want you to look at this with outside of yourself. This has to do with you, things in your life. So this is a negative influence that has been activated. So this is some good intervention that needs to happen, because this is a negative influence that's been activated. Now, who had squares on the right-hand side? That was the left. Who had squares on the right-hand side? Now, on the right-hand side, who has squares on the right-hand side? Tell me what quadrant that this was in. Anybody in PFI? Anybody in NFI? NFI and PFI. So now, here's what I want you to know about these squares. And this is one of the things that I enjoy doing this. Like I said, I did it some years ago, and a lot of the history behind this exercise was not told to us. So the terminology of psychic and all of that was changed around. So it was interesting, and I did it with a couple of corporate business people. We did this exercise, so it was quite fun just to see those things for myself, about myself. Now, for those of you who have squares, I want you to listen up very, very closely on the right-hand side. These squares that are on the right-hand side means that this negative influence has been activated, and it's moving itself very fast into the future. So you definitely want to take some time, go into meditation, and figure out what it is. Figure out what it is, because this side talks about it intensifying, coming into the future, coming forward with you, that it is here. It is here, and it's going into the future. So whereas those who had it on the left-hand side, you're able to kind of get to it before it moves into the future. Those of you who have it on the right-hand side, you need to take care of it now. This is your focus, to know that it is impacting you at this moment, and it's moving its way into your future in a more serious way. Okay? In a more serious way. Okay, refresh. I'm sure my sound would go out too. Just refresh. Refresh. Okay, refresh. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. I I guess everybody's sound didn't go out. Refresh. Refresh. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So here we go. All right. You guys back with me? Do y'all need me to say that again about the square? Or we got it? I think we got it. I think we got it. Y'all need me to say it again? Okay. I think we got it. I think that was all of our energy just dropping down like boof. Sid, just cut everything off. Just cut everything off. But again, you get an opportunity to begin to just take a look at this and to do it and to just really fix it, get it together and fix it. So if you have a square that's on the left-hand side, this is about those things in your life that have been activated, things of finance, those things of hardship, those things of betrayal, those things of entrapment. Remember, I'm telling you to take a look at yourself. So these are things that you can begin to take a look at if you see these things coming up, and you can really just take an honest look at them so that you can prevent them from moving themselves into the future. Okay? So then on the left-hand side, if you have a square on the left-hand side, that means that it's happening right now as we speak, and it's moving its way into the future. It's planning on being more intense in the future. So you need to take care of whatever it is now. Get yourself centered. Get yourself focused. Get yourself grounded so it doesn't manifest itself into the future. I like to bring these exercises to you guys. Like I said, again, you know, these are some of the things I do on the Blue Blast call. One of the things about me and the work that I came here to do, it has a lot to do with that energy of what we like to call the seer, or that energy of psychic energy, which we know we're all psychic. I'm a reader. You guys know that. I do the readings. You can always begin to contact me if you need to get a reading at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. But this is what I study. So when I come across these things that I think is just really great, because really once you learn how to read energy, you can read anything and you can use anything. So I love passing on this information to you guys, because everything that I can do, I know you guys can do it too. And the more things that we have to help empower ourselves, just, you know, doing our work and being the best that we can be right here is what it's all about, because we're all here learning together. So that's the purpose of me sharing this with you guys. Don't worry, the first time I did it, my eyebrows was raised too. But it's really a great thing to do. Okay, so next we talked about that. Let's talk about the hearts. We talked about the squares. We're going to talk about the hearts. Wonderful. I want you guys, we're talking about the hearts. I know a lot of you had hearts. Now, one of the things to know that back in the 1970s, very rarely would hearts come up. Very rarely. Even now, very rarely will hearts come up. But, you know, we know you guys are just so magical. So we know about the hearts. So some of you have a lot of hearts. We even exchanged pictures for those who did the hearts. The hearts came up. We exchanged some pictures through email, those who were on the Blue Blast call, of the hearts that we've seen. And the hearts, when they really symbolize romance. So the heart is about romance. What else could the heart be about? And so I'm curious. I want to know where you guys' hearts are. Let's do this. Let me know if you have a heart in the top half of your page. How many hearts in the top half of your page? That's going to be your PPI and your PFI. How many hearts in the top half? Top half. Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. And how many people have hearts in the NPI and the NFI section? Their section names have changed, but I'm going to use that because that's what we started out with. So how many people have hearts in the NPI and the NFI section? Okay. Somebody said I'm ready for love. Okay. All right. Some people have hearts in both sections. All right. Okay. So now, hearts, when they're in the top half, is all about romance. Heart is about romance. When you have hearts and they're in the NFI section or the NPI section, the bottom half of the page, it really, what it's signifying is a less than satisfying love relationship. I know, right? It signifies a less than satisfying love relationship. I know it's not funny, but this is an opportunity to change that. So, you know, if you got to go get that G-string or, you know, you got to cook that dinner, or brothers, maybe you need to, you know, woo-woo-woo a little bit. Then that's what you want to do. You want to begin to bring some romance into the relationship. So, again, this is an opportunity for you to really take a look and see how these things are beginning to show themselves up for you so that you can also take a look at it. So, so you can take a look at it, okay? Beautiful. All right, now let's talk about the stars. Let's talk about the stars. Let's talk about the stars. First, we're going to talk about the four-pointed stars. Okay, and this is anywhere on your stone, anywhere on your paper. So who has a four-pointed star? How many four-pointed stars are they? Any four-pointed stars? We're going to open up the phone lines after that. A lot of four-pointed stars, I hear people saying. Okay, good, four-pointed stars. Lots of four-pointed stars, okay? And this, we're just looking at all over the place, four-pointed stars. Okay, how many people have five-pointed stars? Any five-pointed stars? Okay. Five-pointed stars, all right. Okay. Let's talk about the stars. The four-pointed stars represent, and for myself, I have a lot of different stars in different places on this particular one, and I also have some four-pointed stars. So we're going to talk about what the four-pointed stars mean. The four-pointed stars indicate that there is a rich but underdeveloped psychic potential. So for those of you who had a lot of four-pointed stars, that means that you have as good as you think you are, you see, it's even going to get better when it comes to you tapping into what we call your psychic powers. So I have quite a bit of those four-pointed stars as well, too, which is a good indication, I mean, really. Now, I'm going to tell you what it doesn't mean after we finish, if you don't have any of these. But that means that you, as good as you think it is, it's going to get even better. Even better. Even better. Now, the five-pointed stars, these are where you have taken some of those abilities, those psychic abilities, and you've actualized them, meaning you're using them. So the five-pointed stars are the ones you're using. The five-pointed stars are the ones that you're using. So you're using, and most people will have a lot of fours or some fours or maybe one or two fours and have maybe one or two fives. So that means that these are the ones that you're actually using, that you're using. The five-pointed stars are the ones that you're actually using. Actually using. So, ouch, excellent. That hurt. I'm hitting myself over here. Okay, so now let's move on. We're going to talk about the pyramids. Pyramids. Remember, the pyramid is going to be raised above. You're going to see it. The lines are going to be very defined and you're going to see it. It's not going to be a long line and then a short line. It's not going to be an asymmetrical triangle. It is going to be a pyramid. It's going to be raising up. It's going to have an elevation. Yeah, I'm going to try to take a picture of this particular one. I took a picture of the other one, and I'll try to post it later this week on there. So we have some pyramids. Pyramids in PPI and PFI. Raised pyramids. It doesn't matter where you see these pyramids at. These pyramids don't matter. They don't matter. Doesn't even matter where you see them. The pyramid is one of the rarest ones. One of the rarest. So it's okay. If you don't have these, remember again, it doesn't matter, but it's one of the rarest. One of the things that I have, and I'll ask anyone this, does anyone have a pyramid with a star near it? A pyramid with a star near it? If you do, I want you to take a picture and send it and put it on Facebook. If you have a, not near it, let me say this, a pyramid, a raised pyramid with the star on top. Pyramid with the star on top. Pyramid with the star on top. Okay. See, some people say, yes, yes, they have it. I actually have that. Let's talk about the pyramid. The pyramid really is the symbol of psychic giftness. Now, remember, this decoding of this, I want you guys to understand that if you don't have this, it doesn't mean you're not psychic. It doesn't mean that at all, because we know we're all psychic. And there's been a time that recently I did this with some friends that I kind of study and build with, and I know they're very psychic, and they didn't get this. So it's not to say that. It's not an exact science. Remember, again, it has a lot to do with the projection of it. But this really just tells about the sort of what we call the how well tapped into the psychic powers there is. And when it appears with a star, this shows sort of the extraordinary ability to do it. So I got this the first time, but it really wasn't explained to me when I did it years ago. What that meant was the pyramid with the stars, and it showed up this particular time. It showed up the first time and then this time again too. So that pyramid, and you'll see it, it is very defined. And for those of us who traded pictures, you will be able to see it. It's no question. You don't need to outline it. You don't need to put no ink on it. It's there. You can see it. So that's what that means. That really, really just mean that. Now, if your pyramid, now this will be interesting to see. How many people have sort of a pyramid, an inverted pyramid? An inverted pyramid in the star, like you have it, but it's inverted, and you can see the star. Because you remember, you're not supposed to be turning your paper anyway. It's supposed to be, your paper is supposed to be with your name up front, and you're supposed to be able to see the pyramid right side up, like right side up with the star right above it. Anyone have the pyramid that's inverted on there with the star? Just curious, because you know y'all is some magical brothers and sisters. Just curious. Anybody? Nobody. So you mean to tell me every single one of you who have a pyramid, your pyramid is facing right, facing up, and the star is right above it. It's not tilted to the left, to the right, to the bottom. It's not inverted. No way. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. I know all of you are being honest, but I'll say thank you. I'll say thank you for your honesty for those who are being honest, because you're going to get so much out of this. So now let's talk about those who have the pyramid, and I want you to hear this, because one of mine, one time I did this, my pyramid was in this position. And so I tried to figure out why, you know, why would it be in this position? The pyramid in this position, and this is going to be key for you to get this. This is where you're denying your psychic potential. So that's key. If your pyramid is inverted, it means that you're denying it. You're denying this ability. It means you're not tapping into it. You see? You're denying it and you're not tapping in. So if you are tapping in and you know you're making a conscious effort, know that there's a big part of you that you're still denying this. You know, which I can look at this. For me, I looked at it as an opportunity to keep growing and to just working that much harder into getting to know myself and really being in tune to those things around me and those things that are connected with me. That's actually one of the things that pushed me to go even harder in what I wanted to know about myself, because it's saying that there's a part of you that knows that is still denying this, you know, that's still really questioning it. And we know that we all have been in that position, you know, to do that. So this is just a confirmation for you that, yes, you got it. It's there for you. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. And so just this conscious blueprint that you're causing by seeing this is going to make you know the next time that you begin to second guess yourself, to go with it because you have it. So I thank you guys for your honesty and really taking a look at that, because there's so much that we can learn from this. So much we can learn from the paper. So much from the paper here. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So now what I want to talk about is I want to talk about those abundance of those wrinkles and those clusters. Like, who just had abundance of them? Just abundance of the paper, abundance of the clusters and the wrinkles. Like, they're all bunched up together. You can see it. They're bunched up together. And it can be anywhere. This is anywhere on the paper. So no particular section, just wherever this is. Now, I have it. I do too. I do too, Esther. I have that too. I have an abundance of it. Yeah. So let me tell you what it means. These are for highly active people who engaged in a lot of different activities. You see? That is in so many different activities, that's involved in so many different activities and so many different things. This is sort of the upside of a lot of these clusters and wrinkles. But also for those of us who have abundance of these clusters and wrinkles, one of the things that can also happen for us, okay, check this out, is that we can, when your energy is out of balance, you can become disorganized very quickly. I know that's true for me. I can become disorganized when a lot of things just get to go awry, when my energy is not balanced. We can become very impulsive. You see? Yeah, you guys know this is true. And also have a lot of scattered energy. Not necessarily a bad thing, because in order for you to tap into different things and tap into different energies, you got to be all over the place. And I know I am. I know I could be all over the place. So that's not a bad thing at all. That's a good thing. That's a really, really good thing. Okay. So now let's go on, and we're going to jump over to where the strong creases were. And then we're going to open up the phone lines because I would love to hear you guys' thoughts about the written in the stone exercise and hear what you guys think. I want to talk about the strong creases, the strong creases. Who had the strong creases? Some of you had a lot of strong creases. I have a lot of strong creases, a lot of strong creases in mine, a lot of strong creases. And when I say strong creases, I mean they're standing out amongst some of the little creases that you see. Not just a little bit, a whole lot. Who had a lot strong creases? Okay, so let's talk about what this is. This has a lot to do with assertiveness and independence. Assertiveness and independence, these strong creases. And we're what you would call overachievers. Overachievers, you know, just can't go somewhere and sit down. Just overachievers. That's what the strong creases indicates. It's a lot of different attributes within yourself. That's what that is. Okay. All right. So now, and we're getting ready to get to the last one, who had the tears? Who had tears? Tears on the edges, tears on the edges, around the edge of the paper. I had a tear. I had some tear. Had some tears there on the edges. I had a few tears on the edges. Any other tears? Okay. The tears on the edges, wherever they appear, if they're on the edges, this is really about the tendency to act on impulse or to rely on our feelings rather than facts when making a decision. In our psycho, sexy, cool world, that's exactly what we need to be doing. We need to be tapping into that inner voice, which is your feelings, because you get that first. So my tears make sense. My tears make sense. Make sense at this point in my life. It makes sense to have the tears. So that's what the tears are. Now, I want to know if anyone had a tear other than the edge, any place else other than the edge, maybe in the center of your paper, when you were trying to open it, if you got a tear there, anybody have a tear anywhere else other than the edge of the paper? Anywhere else other than the edge? Anyone? Okay. So no tears anywhere else. Any tears in the middle of the paper. So tell me yes if you're in the chat room. Yes, I had a tear. Ah, somebody had four holes. Not on the corner, not on the edge, anywhere else. If you got holes or anywhere else in your paper, I see a few of you who have holes and tears in other places, not on the edge. We're talking about in there. Now, this is going to be very, very, I want you guys to listen up closely for the few of you who have these tears in the inside, Black Magistry, Punk, a couple of you guys there that have some tears, a couple of you who have tears. This represents a potential crisis or a traumatic event based upon your impulse and your energy being unbalanced. So just think about that. And I thank you guys for your honesty. This is an opportunity for you to really get yourself grounded. I want you to look at all areas of your life. There's an area in your life, trust me, that you're not grounded in. And when I say grounded, I'm not talking about doing human things. I'm talking about that you're to the point where your energy is completely out of balance in one particular area of your life, that it needs to come back into balance. Not back into balance as the world sees it, but what would be healthy for you, mind, body, and soul. Mind, body, spirit, soul, whatever we want to say. So this is an area of your life that you need to kind of really do some work on. Do some soul searching there and really begin to take a look at those. Okay? Take a look at those particular areas. All right, you guys. So that was the written in the stone exercise. And I'm glad that I was able to share that with you guys. How did you guys enjoy it? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts and your feedback from it. You can take this with you. You can begin to take a look at it, and you can begin to work with this particular energy. And you can begin to work with this particular energy and, you know, really, really just use it as you see fit. Okay. Thank you guys so much for participating. This was fun. I always enjoy doing this, and I really hope that you guys enjoy doing it as well, too. Yes. Beautiful. So let me have you guys really call in, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I'm going to go to the phone and see what you guys have to say. I really enjoyed. This was just a nice night that we can chat and we can chill. Got an amazing show coming up for you guys as well. Coming up this week, more guests, more things to do, and we're just going to keep doing it like we do in the remix. And so for all of you who brought your honesty, who really just opened up your heart, and you're able to take a look at yourself and really just know your magic in ways that we probably could not even imagine. There's so many different ways that we can tap into this energy. And so it's always fun when we're learning and we're sharing and we're coming together. Yes. A very, very good self-reflection. So let's go to the phone lines, calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hey, Ms. Lou, this is Rashad from Richmond, Virginia.
Greetings.
Ms. Blue?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. I heard you say greetings. Yeah. You did my reading a couple of weeks ago, and I was wondering, should I use, like, stones or something to help me, like, find out just some of these issues I'm having, like, in my, I guess, this PPI part?
Mm-hmm. You can do that. The reading that you had for me, was that the sacred session?
I can't really remember. I had some notes, but I can't find.
But you can definitely do that. I'll tell you this: it's not going to be anything that you don't know. It's not going to be anything that you don't know. You see, it's going to be something that you know. You know, if you want to use that to tap into it, you can. But it's not going to be. It's not going to be anything that is so far away that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
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 You can email me as well, too. Yes.
All right.
All right. Peace and love to you. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
All right, they're listening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 601.
Hello, this is Nicole. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Greetings to you, Nicole from Mississippi.
Greetings.
And how did you enjoy the exercise?
I enjoyed it, Miss Blue. It helped me out a lot.
Okay, beautiful.
It helped me understand
beautiful.
Things a little better. My future
beautiful.
Looks great. Looks better.
Okay.
I understand
that's
now.
Good. Yes,
thank
well,
you
beautiful.
So much.
Thanks. You're welcome, and thank you for calling in and sharing that as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. All right, let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like an international number, 117. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
John.
And yes, John, you're calling from?
Calling from Hawaii right now.
Okay, greetings to you from Hawaii. Were you able to participate in the exercise?
Yeah, it was actually very moving and touching. I just wanted to talk to you for a couple minutes.
Okay. You know, John, it looks like you guys are really just playing around in the chat room. You guys are just having some fun, and we're having fun with you guys, too. So I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep going, and we're going to listen to those who are calling in and where they're calling in from. Yeah, bye-bye, John. Bye-bye, John. Well, you guys, you know, it was a great exercise tonight. And, you know, you can always tell when you're tapping into some things because all kinds of things start to come out and they begin to just really want to get a part of the energy and become a part of the distraction. And, yeah, all the crazies come out. They always come out. They always come out. And they always want to show up, and usually they do it around, you know, around this time. You know, we've had to deal with them before, but I want you guys to just begin to make sure that you keep your sheets closed, and we can do that. And just really get ready to raise up the energy. It's a powerful week that's going on. You know, we're going to always do what we do on the remix. Once I was told, why do y'all come over here and do this? And they said, because this is where everything is going on at. So, you know, it's always an indication to let you know. You know how we talked about, you know, to get off. It's time to get off. You know, a lot of people try to get off. Hey, Griffin. And we know the freaks come out at night. They come out at night, and they come out in so many different ways. That was a good one. That was really, really a good one. Really a good one. Well, it has been so much fun. You guys can still call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to share, we have about 7 minutes left to go in the forum. And this is what I say. I say, let's see. I'm trying to see if I can get something that we can really, really jam to here. I want to hear something. I'm trying to think. This is something we haven't played in a while. And I think this is a good time to play this. Okay, you guys, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a little meditation as we get ready to get out of here, have some positive energy just flowing through us, keep flowing through us. Keep your love as written in the stone. Begin to look at that. Begin to just take it with you. You know, begin to look at all of the things that you guys have there and just begin to work with it. And just continue. So we're going to do a little bit of the monkey chant. Because I think it's a great time to get that energy moving. Everyone, that's going to do it for us here live in the remix. Once again, I want to thank you guys for being present in this particular moment, this present moment. Enjoy the rest of your week. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. Go over on Facebook and like it. If you love it, I want you to go over to Facebook, love it, and leave a comment as well. I'll see you guys back here Friday night. You know how we do. It's the remix. Don't forget to download. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you guys in the readings. And also, much love to all of you who've purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook and taken that investment in yourself. If you want to know more, www.msblueblast.com. You can go there, and you can also download it. The Oracle cards are coming. Yes, just waiting for the website to get put up. Once that is up, then you'll be able to purchase the cards and get them, and we'll do amazing things. This week, we're going to be live in the Kundalini Lab. So for all of you who want to join the Blue Blast call on Monday night, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be doing a road trip and going into the Kundalini Lab as we continue to love, learn, and grow with each other right here on The Remix. So peace and love, you guys. Enjoy the rest of the evening as we get ready to get ourselves out of here. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. And what can I say? Love somebody, you know, love somebody today.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.